Well, hello everybody, welcome back to my channel. It's George from Ireland. So, news from Germany, as President Volodymyr Zelensky is there visiting the Federal Republic today, meeting Friedrich Merz, who's been the Chancellor for not too long, the CDU Chancellor. So, since the beginning of the war almost, the Ukraine has been requesting that Deutschland give them Taurus missiles, as in bull in Latin. And that hasn't happened so far. Olaf Scholz, the Social Democrat, he refused to do so. But what they've said is that they will assist the Ukrainians in manufacturing their own long-term missiles. So yet another disappointment for the Ukrainians. And okay, so they do that. But when's the first one actually going to be ready to be fired? Not for a few months. Now, I don't want any missiles to be fired. I don't want anybody to be killed. I'd like this war to end right now. And it could end any time. All Putin has to do is order his soldiers to leave Ukraine. And it's over. Even Russia has never accused Ukraine of claiming a single millimeter of their national territory. And now they lie and claim five Ukrainian regions are theirs. Even Russia never accused Ukraine of firing a shot across their border before, you know, Russia invaded way back in 2014, or interfering with their politics in any way. So the Russian state is 100% guilty, and Ukraine is innocent of starting this war. But as Ukraine has to defend itself, as Russia refuses to desist from aggression, then there's going to be fighting. And on Putin's head be it. And I do feel sad about the Russian soldiers are killed. You know, I know it seems glib. You see photos of them. Some of them come across as nice guys. And I mean, I knew some Russian soldiers, and I was fond of some of them. And of course, they're human too. But that's the bizarre thing. People can have a split personality and compartmentalize. And people who commit the most barbaric crimes don't have horns growing out their heads, metaphorically speaking. Germany is strengthening its own defenses. Taurus missiles would help a lot, 500 kilometer range. And Ukraine is regularly firing drones and so on deep into Russia. I think they got the wrong strategy. You know, they're buzzing these Moscow airports. They're delaying flights, causing flights to be cancelled. Some airlines, Turkish Airlines, not going to fly there very much anymore. And okay, it does hurt the Russian economy a little bit. It brings it home to Muscovites who've been largely shielded from the losses in the war, that this is affecting you, and no, you're not safe. Putin has not made Russia safe, he's made it more in danger. So far, nobody's been killed or even injured in buzzing the airport. But I think, is it worth it? Because you might eventually hit a civilian passenger plane, even on the ground, and kill dozens of people, maybe hundreds of people. And especially if it's from a neutral country, that would look really bad. And all these drones, if you just use them at the front, because the Russians are massing near Sumy, northeast Ukraine, and whilst they're there, to get some of their soldiers, some of their assets, their tanks or whatever, their howitzers, which aren't moving, that would help a lot. Because, obviously you'd be firing as soon as the offensive begins, but you could enfeeble it, you could delay it, maybe you could even prevent it. Run firing over 100 drones a day at various places in Russia, and they're hitting some important factories near Zelenograd in Russia. Or, the Russians are trying to take Pokrovsk, inching forward. They wouldn't be inching forward, they may be being driven back if you actually threw all your drones at them there. So but Merz has said, okay, we wouldn't allow long-range things firing into Russia, but now we will. So we've gone further, because this strategy of calibrating our aid, of not being too provocative, they see it, hasn't worked. There were all these attempts to give Putin an off-ramp. He absolutely refuses to back down. He refuses to recognize any Ukrainian rights. He's attempting the erasure of the Ukrainian nation, the lobotomization of Ukrainian in the occupied territories, just and trying to make a tabula rasa of their identity, brainwashing them, deracinating them, dishonoring their language, their heritage, their culture, and so forth. And that's why we're obliged to fight. And I really wish it wasn't this way. I mean, obviously not fight directly, people from Western worlds, to assist the Ukrainians in doing so. Goodness, so this war is completely unnecessary, it's totally avoidable, and it's the fault of Putin's Nazi regime that it began and has continued. We need to denazify Russia. They could learn a lesson or two on democracy and human rights to the Ukrainians. About 90% of Ukrainian prisoners of war returning from Russia say they were tortured. And many human rights organizations say, yeah, that's true. And we know what they're like. I mean, the Russian FSB, they cut off a guy's ear with the scissors on television. They're one of the Krakow City Hall suspects. Knowing it was going to be shown on TV, they did that. If that's what they do, knowing it's going to show on television, what on earth do they do behind closed doors? When they captured that Australian guy who was fighting for Ukraine and they slapped his face in public on the camera, I know that's not a very heavy act of violence considering it's a war. But nevertheless, it shows that they are abusive. If they're willing to do that, knowing it will be broadcast, they're obviously going to do 10 times worse. When it's away, you see how they're emaciated. The Ukrainians, they get no Red Cross visits because even Russia is ashamed of the appalling cruelty meted out to them, the barbaric things that they do to prisoners of war. You know, the Ukrainians, they hold Russian prisoners of war. They're completely honorable and humane. They allow international journalists to circulate freely. The guards are not listening, not watching. They're well fed. You can see they're in good health. They're allowed weekly phone calls and so on. Anyway, because Miazza said, you know, we've tried to help Russia bring an end to this war and they refused. Putin said he wanted a meeting with Zelensky. He didn't even show up, which shows that he's lying. He's not the slightest intention of ending this war by any kind of compromise and so on. So there we go on. And that's why this is going to be happened. But it's disappointing for the Ukrainians. They'll be able to fire deeper into Russia and destroy more valuable Russian kit, particularly, you know, planes, because war planes, even a cheap one, is $20 million. And that's what the Russians are using for these glide bombs, where they fly up and often over Russian airspace, launch the glide bomb, and they're almost impossible to stop. And they could be very, very destructive. So those, the other things like drone factories, the Russians otherwise be forced to move their assets further back, out of range, sometimes not out of range, but spread them out, rather than bunching up lots of howitzers or tanks or trucks in one place. You're going to have to spread them out. So if you can't shoot down the long-range missile, okay, it's going to destroy something, it's going to kill some people, but try to minimize it by not having too many people think in one place, because they don't know what the blast radius is going to destroy everything within 50 meters of its point of impact or something like that. So just not have things too close together so you don't lose too much even when they're successful strikes. So yet more disappointment. One thing, even though you had the Taurus missiles, because the Russians have known about this, this may well come, it wouldn't be a surprise to them. They would take some countermeasures. They're very expensive Taurus missiles. They wouldn't get a whole number. So yeah, I mean, every little helps, but it wouldn't be a game changer for Ukraine. Point is, you can just raise the casualties so high for Russia, they have to stop. Another point is thought that their Russia's military production can't rise any further. And it might stop falling last year, and it will stop falling next year, because they're so short of workers. And the thing is this it's harder to afford to hire people to make them want to stay or to buy the components. Sanctions might be more effective on getting some of the components from abroad. So they're losing assets at a faster rate than they can produce them. We know also Putin, he does value his precious air force. He's not willing to risk that. So that is a pain point for him. You can hit him where it hurts, because if he'd thrown everything at Ukraine on day one, okay, he might have lost 300, maybe even 400 planes, but he would have wiped out the Ukrainian Air Force. He would have total air superiority, and he didn't go for it. He was too risk-averse on that one. So that is a pressure point to poke him in. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Bye.